Chapter 28. Asterisk some star which, from the ruined roof of Shack at Olympus, by mischance, did fall. Milton. And rays from God shot down that meteor chain and hallowed all the beauty twice again, save when, between T.H. Emperor and that ring, some eager spirit flapped his dusky wing. But on the pillar seraphies have seen the dimness of this world colon, that grayish green, that nature loves the best for beauty's grave lurked in each cornice, round each architrave and every sculptured cherub thereabout that from his marble dwelling peered thee out seemed earthly in the shadow of his Nichachean statues in a world so rich. Asterisk freezes from Tadmor and Persepolis from Balbic, and the stilly, clear abyss of beautiful Gomorrah. Oh, the wave is now upon thee, but too late to save. Sound loves to revel in a summer night colon witness the murmur of the gray twilight, asterisk Volter, in speaking of Persepolis, says, G. Conway spin l'admiration q insprin ses ruins mason palace erigo pi dune chain de rochers sterils putil tree unchef de vord as arts voila less arguments de M. Volter. H. The wave Eula Degasi is the Turkish appellation. But, on its own shores, it is called Beher Loth, or Elmatana. There were undoubtedly more than two cities engulfed in the E.C. In the valley of Siddim were five Adra, Zeboin, Zor, Sodom, and Gomorrah. Stephen of Byzantium mentions eight, and Strabo 30 and engulfed, but the last is out of all reason. It is said, Tacitus, Strabo, Josephus, Daniel of St. Saba, Na, Mondral, Troilo, Darview, that after an excessive drought, the vestiges of columns, walls, and sea are seen above the surface. At any season, such remains may be discovered, by looking down into the transparent lake, and at such distances as would argue the existence of many settlements, in the space now usurped by the asphaltites. Apostrophe apostrophe asterisk that stole upon the ear, in a racco, of many a wild stargazer long ago that stealeth ever on the ear of him who, musing, gazeth on the distance dim, and sees the darkness coming as a cloud is not its form its voice most palpable and loud? But what is this? It cometh and it brings a music with it. Tis the rush of wings a pause, and then a sweeping, falling strain and Nessus is in her halls again. From the wild energy of wanton haste her cheeks were flushing, and her lips apart, and zone that clung around her gentle waist had burst beneath the heaving of her heart. Within the center of that hall to breathe she paused and panted, Xanth, all beneath, the fairy light that kissed her golden hair and longed to rest, yet could but sparkle there. Young flowers were whispering in melody to happy flowers, that night and tree to tree. Fountains were gushing music as they fell in many a star-lit grove, or moon-lit dell, yet silence came upon material things fair flowers, bright waterfalls and angel wings and sound alone, that from the spirit sprang, bore birth into the charm the maiden sang colon, asterisk Araco Chaldea. I have often thought I could distinctly hear the sound of the darkness as it stole over the horizon. Fairies use flowers for their charactery. Merry Wives of Windsor. William Shakespeare, neath bluebell or streamer, or tufted wild spray that keeps, from the dreamer, asterisk the moonbeam away bright beings, that ponder, with half-closing eyes, on the stars which your wonder hath drawn from the skies. In the original, this line is slightly out of alignment, till they glance through the shade, and come down to your brow like eyes of the maiden who calls on you now arise. From your dreaming inviolate bowers, to duty beseeming these star-lit hours and shake from your tresses encumbered with dew the breath of those kisses that cumber them to, oh, how, without you, love, could angels be blessed? Those kisses of true love, that lull thee to rest, up, shake from your wing each hindering thing colon the dew of the night it would weigh down your flight, and true love caresses, oh, leave them apart. Asterisk in scripture, is this passage, the sun, shall not harm thee by day, nor the moon by night. It is perhaps not generally known that the moon, in Egypt, has the effect of producing blindness to those who sleep with the face exposed to its rays, to which circumstance the passage evidently alludes. They are light on the tresses, but lean on the heart. Lygia, Lygia, my beautiful one, whose harshest idea will to melody run? Oh, is it thy will on the breezes to toss? Or, capriciously still, asterisk like a lone albatross, incumbent on night as she on the air, to keep watch with delight on the harmony there? Lygia, whatever thy image may be, no magic shall sever thy music from thee. Thou hast bound many eyes in a dreamy sleep, but the strain still arise which thy vigilance keep the sound of the rain which leaps down to the flower, and dances again in the rhythm of the shower the murmur that springs from the growing of grass, asterisk the albatross is said to sleep on the wing. I met with this idea in an old English tale, which I am now unable to obtain, and quote from memory colon the very essence, and, as it were, spring heed, and origin of all usage, is the very pleasant sound which the trees of the forest do make when they grow. Are the music of things but are modeled, alas. Away, then, my dearest, oh, hie thee away the springs that lie clearest beneath the moon-rayed lone lake that smiles, in its dream of deep rest, at the many star isles that enjoy its breast where wild flowers, creeping, have mingled their shade, on its margin, is sleeping full many a maid some have left the cool glade, and asterisk have slept with the bee, arouse them my maiden, on moorland and lego. Breathe on their slumber, all softly in ear, the musical number they slumbered, to hear for what can awaken an angel so soon, asterisk the wild bee will not sleep in the shade, if there be moonlight. The rhyme in this verse, as in one about 60 lines before, has an appearance of affectation. It is, however, imitated from Sir W. Scott, or rather from Claude Halcrow in whose mouth I admired its effect colon O. Were there an island, though ever so wild where woman might smile, and no man be beguiled, and see, whose sleep hath been taken beneath the cold moon, as the spell which no slumber of witchery may test, the rhythmical number which lulled him to rest, spirits in wing, and angels to the view, a thousand seraphs burst th emperor and throw, young dreams still hovering on their drowsy flight seraphs in all but knowledge, the keen light that fell, refracted, throw thy bounds, afar O death, from eye of God upon that star. Sweet was that error, sweeter still that death, sweet was that error, even with us the breath of science dims the mirror of our joy to them clear the simum, and would destroy for what, to them, availeth it to know that truth is falsehood or that bliss is woe. Sweet was their death with them to die, was rife with the last ecstasy of satiate life beyond that death, no immortality but sleep that pondereth, and is not, oh, beyond there, oh, may my weary spirit dwell asterisk apart from heaven's eternity, and yet how far from hell? Asterisk with the Arabians there is a medium between heaven and hell, where men suffer no punishment, but yet do not attain that tranquil, and even happiness which they suppose to be characteristic of heavenly enjoyment. Unorum pito sueno undia puro aliger liber queer liber de amor de zelo de odio de esperanza de rezelo. Luis Ponce de Leon. Sorrow is not excluded from el arif, but it is that sorrow which the living love to cherish for the dead, and which, in some minds, resembles the delirium of opium. The passionate excitement of love and the buoyancy of spirit attendant upon intoxication are its less holy pleasures, the price of which, to those souls who make choice of El Arif as their residence after life, is final death and annihilation. What guilty spirit, in what shrubbery dim, heard not the stirring summons of that hymn? But to colon they fell colon for heaven no grace imparts to those who hear not for their beating hearts. A maiden angel and her seraph lover, oh, where, and ye may seek the wide skies over, was love, the blind, near sober duty known. Asterisk unguided love hath fallen mid ears of perfect moan. He was a goodly spirit, he who fell colon a wanderer by moss y mantled well a gazer on the lights that shine above a dreamer in the moonbeam by his love colon what wonder? For each star is I like there, and looks so sweetly down on beauty's hair and they, and every mossy spring were holy to his love-haunted heart and melancholy. The night it found, to him a night of woe, upon a mountain crag. Young Angelo beetling it bends athwart the solemn sky, and scowls on starry worlds that down beneath it lie. Here Sadie with his love his dark eye bent with eagle gaze along the firmament. Now turned it upon her, but ever then it trembled to the orb of earth again. Auntie, dearest, see, how dim that ray. How lovely 'tis to look so far away. Asterisk there be tears of perfect moan wept for thee in Pelican. Milton. She seemed not thus upon that autumn eve I left her gorgeous halls nor mourned to leave. That eve I should remember well the sun ray dropped, in Lemnos, with a spell on Therabesque carving of a gilded hall wherein I sate, and on the draperied wall, and on my eyelids oh the heavy light. How drowsily it weighed them into night. On flowers, before, and mist, and love they ran with Persian sod I in his coolest and colon, but oh that light! I slumbered death, the while, stole o'er my senses in that lovely isle so softly that no single silken hair woke that slept, or knew that it was there. The last spot of earth's orb I trod upon asterisk was a proud temple called the Parthenon, and more beauty clung around her columned wall than even thy glowing bosom beats withal, and when old time my wing did descend thrall thence sprang I as the eagle from his tower, and years I left behind me in an hour. What time upon her airy bounds I hung one half the garden of her globe, was flung unrolling as a chart unto my view tenantless cities of the desert too. Ionth, beauty crowded on me then, and half I wished to be again of men. Why Angelo? And why of them to be? A brighter dwelling place is here for thee, asterisk it was entire in 1687 the most elevated spot in Athens. Shadowing more beauty in their airy brows than have the white breasts of the Queen of Love. Marlowe. And greener fields than in yon world above. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.